Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bringing Balance to Your Business. I am your co-host, Ian Roach. I am here with my other co-host,
Deborah Hobrick.
And as always, Christy, you're here. Hello, Christy.
Hello.
How are you doing this week?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Here in Saskatchewan, I'm enjoying the much warmer weather. For those people that are familiar with the province, which is pretty much all our listeners, I'm sure, it's a lot of winter. So when summer gets here, you got to get out and enjoy it. I digress. Today, we're talking about common mistakes when doing your own books. And when I had a sole proprietorship, I tried to do my own books, and I'm sure I made some mistakes. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but as you tell me what you think the most common ones are, I'll tell you whether or not I made those. So what's one of those?
A common mistake I've seen when people are doing their own bookkeeping is they miss tax credits or the GST input tax credits. So when you're buying goods and services for in the process of running your own business, you can deduct the input tax credits or the GST that you paid out for those expenses to run the business before you remit the amount of GST that you collected. So you take the amount of GST you collected, subtract these tax credits, and remit the difference. However, some people tend to miss these tax credits, so they end up remitting more GST than they're actually required to.
I did not make that mistake.
Good job, Ian.
That's a good one. So basically, if I charge $5,000 in expenses, I charge GST on that. Sorry, if I invoice $5,000, so I do some work for some people and I get $5,000 in that month, but I have $3,000 in expenses that I've paid GST on, it's the difference I pay, right?
You're right. So the GST that you collected or the GST that you have actually invoiced out minus the GST that you've paid out in expenses for running the business.
So to summarize, if you're doing your own books, make sure you use input tax credits.
Correct.
Absolutely. Okay, something else. Another common mistake.
Another common mistake that can happen is the timing of declaring the revenue. Some people are not aware you're actually required to remit the GST and PST that you have invoiced in the period that you've invoiced it, not in the period that you collect on those sales.
So would an example be, so if I send out an invoice January 1 for $1,000 and I'm supposed to file quarterly and I get to the end of March, I guess into April, and that client hasn't paid me, the GST on that invoice, I have to pay that, right?
That's correct. You are still required to pay the tax that you have invoiced, not just the tax that you've collected. If you don't collect on the invoice, you can claim a bad debt on that. And by claiming a bad debt, then you can actually claw back or basically take an internal credit for the GST and PST that you've already remitted.
Okay. So the other side too is then, I mean, it's usually not a quarterly or monthly thing, but unless I've written off that invoice as a bad debt, I still have to also claim that revenue, don't I, as a revenue?
Yes.
Even though I don't have the cash?
Yes, it still has to be claimed as a revenue at the time that it is invoiced, not at the time that you're paid.
And in most of these circumstances, if you're filing quarterly, it's probably a little early to write it off as a bad debt, right?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So when you send out an invoice for work and you charge GST, you have to remit that GST when your next remittance due date.
Correct.
Okay. Another common mistake. And by the way, I never made that one either.
Another common mistake that you do see is people missing usable expenses. So you are allowed to write off all of the expenses that you have paid out in the process of doing business. And that includes the proportional expenses that we discussed earlier, including the vehicle use, home utilities, mortgages or rent, telephone use. These types of things can be written off, and sometimes people do not understand that part. When you're writing off proportional vehicle use, you're writing off a proportion of the gas that you've used. You're writing off a portion of the insurance that you're needing for the vehicle. You're writing off a proportion of your payments, your lease payments, or if you've purchased the vehicle, you're also writing off amortization or depreciation on that vehicle every year. And that includes all capital. Depreciation you can write off every year.
Christy, that is a mistake I made. I have never in the course of my business written off my vehicle. Now, granted, in my own defense, I don't think I've actually used my vehicle a lot for my business. It's not like I'm in construction or anything. But there is once, twice a week, maybe we go out to a client meeting or we actually now have a client outside the city. So that's something I should be doing, and should I be keeping track of that?
So, Ian, I am aware that you have not been tracking that. And I'm aware because I gave you a little booklet to track it. And you inform me that it is now holding down the receipts for gas in your truck.
This is true. It's a very good paperweight.
Yes. You're going to take those receipts, put them in that folder I gave you, and you're going to give them to me. So yes, we are tracking your stuff.
So this may be an unfair question, maybe out of your wheelhouse, so to speak, but I will do that. But now should I actually go to my insurance company and say, I am using my vehicle for work?
You're going to want to advise them that, yes, that you will have some commercial use on that vehicle.
Okay, I should do that. And then when I do that, I'll hand in the receipts when everything's up on the level. You know, to bring it back to this, there's other deductions. And if you have a home-based business like we do, there are deductions there that we should be looking into.
Absolutely. For yourselves, I know that you run your business out of your home. So there is a proportion there that should be expensed as well. So by using those usable expenses that are okayed or are allowed by CRA, then you're taking advantage of as many expenses as you can. You're going to have a lower income in the end, taxable income in the end, and that way you pay less tax.
Can I add a fourth question or fourth Absolutely. Possible common mistake for clarification? When I take clients out to a restaurant and tip, typically in the past, I've not claimed the tip as an expense. I just hand in the receipt with the amount of the bill. And then, of course, you get your credit card receipt that is higher because there's a tip involved. Are tips expensable?
They are. It's a good idea to keep both receipts from a restaurant. So you have the main receipt that shows what you had, and it shows the GST and the PST breakdown and liquor consumption if that was involved as well. And then having the other receipt also gives us the tip amount, because the whole amount is actually what you spent on the activity for your clients. We can expense the entire amount.
Okay, good to know. I could pay a little less tax if we did that, I hear.
I gave you heck for that once. You're doing that, right?
We're starting to claim everything. We appreciate it.
Good job, Ian.
So just clarify, don't forget about the input tax credits on GST. Make sure you're claiming all the expenses that are appropriate. And what was the third one?
You have to declare the revenue when you invoice a client, not when you're collecting from the client. And as far as tracking usable expenses, sometimes some people find it easier to actually have a separate business card, a business bank account, and a business credit card. Myself, I do this, and I know that you and Deborah also do this. It is easier to track. That way it stays completely separate from your own personal banking.
And that's huge, right? Because then if you start, for some reason, having to carry, go into overdraft or carry a balance in your credit card, I mean, hopefully get a low interest credit card, but also then it makes it easier to keep track of those expenses if it's separated from your personal books.
Yes. And then you don't end up missing any of these expenses. It's a good way to not miss your usable expenses.
I think the real solution here is, instead of trying to do your own books, get a bookkeeper. And if I want a bookkeeper, how can I find one, Christy? Please tell me.
If you're looking for a bookkeeper, I am happy to assist. You can contact me by telephone 306-530-6994, or you can contact me by email, christy.weese@outlook.com. You can also contact me on my website, christyweese.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Christy Weese BBA.
Christy, thank you so much for everything. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.